Hey friends, welcome to episode 540 of the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast. If you are a wrestling fan, this week's episode may not be for you. This is the one time a month that I am taking the podcast off of the wrestling beat and just kind of talking about different topics, different things going on. I entitled this week's episode Life. I wasn't really set on a solid topic, and so kind of have some residual leftover questions from last week or last month when I talked just about my experiences in the TV news industry. And I'll touch back and do more episodes on that in the future. That episode, by the way, for those who did listen and or watch, did very well, and I am grateful for that. I am very appreciative to those who took the time to listen and or watch and weighed in with questions and comments, and even the aftermath of that with sharing and spreading the word. So again, those not familiar with me, I am Kevin Huntsberger. I have had this podcast, My 1-2-3 Cents, for just over 10 years now, and started it in December of 2014 as a wrestling podcast. And every episode drops on Monday, and for over 540, I guess I just said 540 episodes have dropped on Monday mornings. And I am recording, full disclosure, I am recording this week's episode. It is 9 p.m. Sunday. And this is about as late as I can get when it comes to recording this and still turning it and getting it out on that hit time of midnight when it drops. I have had a few that have dropped late. I remember a couple years ago now, Chad Smart and I were in Los Angeles for WrestleMania. And we recorded Sunday night when we got back to his apartment. And I don't think we finished recording until it was midnight LA time, which meant it was already 2 a.m. So by the time I got it edited and dropped, it was late, but people are forgiving and understanding. So I, again, I'm appreciative to everyone who has weighed in and asked questions. I got a couple questions from before from the TV news podcast, and one of them comes from Mindy Harville. Did you ever refuse to report on something difficult for you to discuss, political, personal, et cetera? If so, how often? No, and I think I kind of talked about this with another question, but I wanted to get specific about this. I know that in 2025, I think local news is still relatively political free. And I know that there will be some people that roll their eyes at that or disagree with that. And I'm open to that discussion. I never, in my 22 years in news, I never refused to do a story. Maybe we discussed not running stories because maybe of the irrelevance of it for our viewing area, or it wasn't a story that we thought was credible or legitimate. But as far as like not running something because of politics, never ever did that happen when I was around in any of the newsrooms that I was in. And I worked as a reporter in three different newsrooms most of that time here in Southern Illinois at WSIL. And again, I know that there were times where it may have appeared, and I always knew we were doing a good job when we would report something and then people would complain from both sides that said that it was too liberal or it was too conservatively reported, which I never completely understood, but and that did happen. I don't remember specific stories when it happened, but it did happen. So I just think that in today's environment, and this is part of the reason why I did get out, is because of the political nature. There's a lot of mistrust of the media, and I think that part of it, I don't think that the media per se is intentional, at least again on the local level. There is a lot of young people, not a lot of oversight, and sometimes I think maybe not a whole lot of thought goes in, and so sometimes things are overlooked or not thought of from all perspectives or all angles. I don't think it's malicious or intentional. I think it's And I mean this in the literal sense of the word, and not to be mean, but just ignorance. It's just a level of that when it comes down to it. Kathy Wood asks, "What was my favorite news story that I ever reported on?" I talked about the tasing. That was a segment on the morning show. It wasn't necessarily a story. I always liked being able to do stories. I did the medical reporting for years. And there are a handful of stories that kind of stood out to me doing the medical reports, because sometimes you were reporting on the breakthroughs and the happy stuff, and then there were times where it was meeting families with cancer patients. Bobby West is one of those. She was from West Frankfort, battling cancer. And I still am in touch with her daughter via social media. She unfortunately passed away many, many years ago, but I met her through, and just her spirit and how uplifting she was, how positive she was in the face of that battle, was inspiring. And I was very glad that I had the opportunity to meet Bobby so many years ago. Gosh, I'd say it's probably been 10, 15 years at least that I met her. Also, when I was doing the medical beat, there was a little boy named Evan DeMello, and he had a heart condition, and I met him and his family and kind of followed him to the St. Louis area for treatments and stuff. And unfortunately, Evan passed away as well. But again, that family and the courage and what they did in sharing their story to help maybe raise awareness, and that's what I always enjoyed about the news, was it's not necessarily people wanting a spotlight on them, but they want a spotlight on a situation or a problem, and they want to help others who may face that same situation, may face that same issue. And it's more of a just trying to make a difference, and not be the focus, but to be the voice to kind of get that word out there. Don Morgan, Donut Don, he had ALS. He was working at Heron High School. That was when I was doing class act, which was when students or teachers or someone in a school did something that was notable, and these kids were raising money for Donut Don. And meeting him was again an inspiring gentleman, and having that opportunity. And I have since been friends with his wife on Facebook for many years now as well. So it's meeting those people and getting to tell their stories and learning more about their situations. Those were three that really kind of stood out to me that I got to meet. And hopefully by sharing their stories, sharing what was going on in their lives, it made a difference in someone else's life. So those were just the only two questions from that were left over from the TV news podcast from February. Ken Johnson, who's been a longtime supporter, and I mentioned him on the last episode as well. He asked several questions, and I met Ken working at Channel 3. He was a police dispatcher in Murfreesboro and came in on the morning show. I think it was for Dispatchers Week, and just kind of talked more about what he did as a police dispatcher. And turned out he was a wrestling fan. He started listening to the podcast and reading the blogs, and has been a longtime supporter since all that. So it is greatly appreciated. And here are some of the questions that he asked. And this week's episode is going to be short, partly because I'm running out of time, and also I just had a few questions to answer. And we'll get to into more with these non-wrestling episodes throughout the rest of 2025. So if you have an idea, topic, something you want to hear more about from my perspective, I'd love to hear it. So just shoot your suggestions my way and let me know what's going on. Ken's first question is, how did you get your kids through college? Well, It's a great question, and it's one that a lot of people concerned and face concerns with their children as they get older and figuring out, saving money and sending them off to college. I think one thing as a parent that I didn't really take into consideration until my middle son was older and was leaning more towards not going to college and was kind of following a different path was that not everybody, college isn't for everyone, and not everybody needs to go to college. Not everybody should. I know when I was growing up, I was the first in my family. My dad had gone to a junior college and had taken some classes, but he never got a degree or anything like that. So my brother and I was the first, and then my brother also went away to school, but we were the first in our immediate family, and then on my cousin's side, my couple of my cousins ended up going away and going to college as well. And I think that at that time, it was almost a foregone conclusion. I never remember a time of thinking I'm not going to go to college. My parents instilled that in me early on, and I'm glad I did. I mean, I so many amazing experiences and opportunities that came from going away to a university. I went to Southeast Missouri State, and that's where I met my wife. 33, almost 33 years ago now. So I would never tell someone that they have to go to college, but I would also tell people that yeah, I think that it's a great experience, especially to go away and get that those experiences and get a taste of life and learn things. Our oldest son, we knew that we wanted him to, he had always talked about going to college. He wanted to go to college, but we weren't sure that he wanted to go away to college. And he was pretty introverted, and we wanted him to get out of the nest and experience life. And he did that, and he is thriving. He went to SIUE in Edwardsville and graduated 3 years ago, almost 3 years ago now. And he's working. He's a professional. And so he was the one, as far as getting someone through college financially is what Ken is asking, if we saved or if we did loans. We did both. My parents and my in-laws did the I think it's Missouri Most in Missouri, and maybe I forget what it's the college savings plan basically. So when our kids were all born, they started putting money away monthly for that, and then we were able to supplement with parent loans, and then my son did take some loans as well, and succeeded and graduated and was able to do so without amassing a terrible amount of debt. My middle son ended up going to Shawnee Community College, which is where I work, and that's where my daughter also is currently attending. And because I am an employee, I receive a tuition waiver, and so for the two of them, the money that they had socked away from Missouri Most, some of that went towards books, some of that is being saved, and because the tuition waiver only covers tuition, so they still have to pay for fees and lab costs and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, that money is still sitting in an account if they ever decide to further their education or do something else in the education field. It has to be spent on school or school related stuff, so that is still there for them, because he is gearing up, Ken is gearing up for that with his kids. So my advice, if you have kids and you haven't started saving, start today. When, like I said, we were fortunate, we had two sets of grandparents that started saving on behalf of their grandchildren as they were born, and so we're grateful for that. So if you are a grandparent and or could potentially one day be one, start saving and any kind of help like that they can get. Our son also worked when he was at SIUE. He was there during COVID too, so there was a chunk there where, but he was still working. He was able to work as a tutor and do stuff online and help students. So he was able to do that. How has marketing changed since you started? So I technically, I guess, have been in the marketing space now for, I guess, about 6 or 7 years, if you count the part-time work and then not really the freelance stuff, because I really didn't learn what marketing was at that point. How has it changed? I'd say the biggest thing that has changed right now is AI, the inception of ChatGPT and other apps and things that you can use to make life easier. And I view AI, and I did a podcast on AI a couple of weeks ago with AI not knowing everything about wrestling, and I stand by it not knowing everything. And I think that if you use it as a tool and not as you know, because I know there's concern that it's going to replace jobs, and I think that in some instances it will. But I think that if you use it and learn it and understand it, you can make it become a tool, just like I use Canva, or just like, and Canva is something, if for those who don't know, it's something that you use for like art, graphics and that kind of stuff, because I'm not very artistic at all, but with Canva, it has made my life a hell of a lot easier and kind of doing and coming up with things. So, other than that, I haven't noticed massive changes in the marketing space. But again, I've not been in it long enough, I think, to probably fully in understand it, because I've been in it since the social media age. And, you know, there are things that have changed with how to post or when to post or where to post, and kind of once you understand those things, it seems like everything changes again. So just following the trends, reading up, understanding and kind of listening to the audience, I think, are all important aspects when it comes to the social media side of marketing as well. What about marketing made you want to start it as a career? Well, for me, it's always been that kind of creative side. You know, I, when it comes to my job, because I am, you know, I'm an executive at Shawnee College, executive director of public information and marketing. So I'm also the marketing department. So I get to do the fun, creative stuff, but I also have to do the managerial or the, you know, budgetary stuff and buying ads and creating those campaigns and doing all of those things too. So it's a balance. And for me, when I started at Idea Creative, cheap plug, as I'm wearing my Idea Creative shirt tonight, you know, it was being able to use those creative juices, if you will. And I feel like I have a lot of ideas, and then when it comes sometimes to executing them, they don't always turn out the way I want. But that's the part of it I love, and that's what attracted me to it, was being able to be creative. You know, in the news, on the morning show with the news, there was some creativity. You could be a little creative in your storytelling approaches when it was out doing stories, but you also have to stick to certain guidelines, facts, et cetera. With marketing, social media especially, you can have a little more fun with it. There's a little more leniency, and it's not as high pressure, at least in my opinion. And so you can, again, have those opportunities where you're making a difference, but having fun while doing it. So that's really what attracted me to it. And like I said before, if I had a dream job at this stage of my life, it would be being a full-time content creator. I love doing my TikToks. I love doing this podcast, the Hunsberger Chronicles, Poor Decisions, which are my beer reviews. I love doing those kinds of things. And so if I was able to do that all the time and not have to worry about, you know, clocking in and going into an office and working, 8 or 9 hours a day, that would be that would be amazing. But I don't see that changing anytime soon unless this podcast gets takes off like wildfire. So what are the downfalls? The downfalls of marketing. I do think that part of it is, kind of going back on the AI thing, talking about those trends and those things and not understanding the downfalls is not keeping up with the changes because it is evolving and changing all the time. And so you have to stay on top of it or right in front of it, or it's going to run you over and you're going to be looking and wondering what the hell just happened. So I would say keeping up with things, I don't know that that's a downfall, but it's definitely one of the things that is, yeah, I would love it to be easy and I could just turn on my computer and do my thing. But then I, have to do research and do things to understand and know what's going on. In my space as a higher education marketer, the things, the downfalls are dealing with the negativity. Everybody has a voice on social media, and everybody, not everybody, but many people want to use it. And sometimes they're wrong. They're flat out wrong about things, and they'll post, and then they create this narrative and go figure, people buy into it and start spreading it like wildfire. And so that would be a downfall as far as the marketing side of things. People that take things out of context, push things out of control, push a narrative that isn't really true, and then trying to play cleanup and, never argue with someone on social media. Take it offline, get to an understanding. And 9 times out of 10, knock on wood, that works. People will retract or sometimes take down their post. It's awesome when they take down the post and then apologize for posting it, but a lot of times it's just they take it down and then act as if nothing ever happened, even though they've, done their best to kind of crap all over you or your product or your company or whatever the case may be. So, Ken's other question, what is the vacation you always wanted to take with the kids, with just you and Lisa? It's funny, my wife and I, Saturday spent part of the day at Peach Barn Winery and Cafe in Alto Pass. If you have not been, I'd highly recommend it. They had the Burke family farm, our family alpacas out there. Those were cool. There was a longhorn, or not a longhorn, but a, oh gosh, a Highland cow from Fenton Farms. And so it was just a fun day. We had some wine. We ate some cheesecake from Schoolhouse Cheesecakes. They were selling them there. So it was a good day. And we were and that was the vacation question was one that my wife asked. She had said, if we had, if we won $5 million today, what would you want to do? And I'd said, take a vacation someplace I've never been. And the two places that are kind of on my bucket list of vacation spots would be Hawaii. I've never been. She went when she was in high school. And the other place would be Australia. And that's why the image for this week's podcast is a kangaroo hopping around in I guess the outback. I think just even though I don't like flying, and that is a hell of a flight, I still think it would be worth that to go and see that part of the world. There's so much to Australia, and it would be kind of fun to see that. And then, Hawaii, who wouldn't want to spend time in the warmth and the beach? And again, I'm not a big beach person, but it's Hawaii, so who wouldn't want to see that and experience that? So, the kids want to go skiing again. We went skiing back in 2016 in Michigan. I wasn't very keen on it, but I'm willing to do it again. And eventually, my kids, my two oldest are in their 20s. Daughter will be 20 this year. We're closer to having grandkids one day than not. So, I still want to do the whole family, Disney, Universal Studios kind of trip as well at some point. So anyway, I think that spending more time with family and doing those kinds of things. We went, the five of us, and then my oldest son's girlfriend joined us. We went to Mexico about 2.5 years ago now. It was Christmas of 2022, and that was, getting to spend the time with them and hanging out as your kids get older and they are adults, and it's a different experience, but it's fun. We had a good time, and so that's something that I look forward to, spending time with them and their significant others and their children one day, not anytime soon, but one day. So yeah, those were really the questions that we got in this week, and it's late. I didn't want to spend a terrible amount of time doing this week's episode, but I do want to thank you, if you're new here, for checking us out. Be sure to tune in again next month if you're not a wrestling fan. Otherwise, if you are a wrestling fan, tune in next week for episode 541. I think we'll have something WrestleMania related. I've got an idea that I need to run by my buddy Chad, so we will see how that goes. But thanks for joining us, and we will see you next time.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.